HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. Today we are in conversation with another health champion. Aaj hum Tanya Seth se baat kar rahe hain. Somebody who battles a neurological disease on a daily basis. What Tanya has might be unheard to most of you. Tanya deals with something called trigeminal neuralgia, which is a chronic pain condition that affects the trigeminal nerve, which basically carries sensation from your face to your brain. For somebody who has trigeminal neuralgia, even mild stimulations to the face, such as brushing your teeth, putting on makeup, or kissing, could trigger a jolt of excruciating pain. Tanya started suffering from trigeminal neuralgia about 3 to 4 years ago. And today, following a very strict schedule of drinking water, taking her medicines, Tanya comes across as a true health champion. Come, let's listen to her story and learn about the rare disease called trigeminal neuralgia.
Hi, I'm Tanya Seth. I am 31 years old. I'm a marketing professional with a technology company. About 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with something called trigeminal neuralgia. For people who are unaware, it's a neurological disease. There's a nerve in my brain that's swollen. So every time it touches another nerve or a vein, there's spasms of shooting pain in my face. The reason it's called trigeminal is it's connected to three areas on the face. One is right above the eyebrow, the other is right above upper lip, and the third is on my chin. So it effectively attacks the entire neural system on the face. Normally, it happens to about 1 in 50,000 people. So it's fairly rare as a disease. It occurs on one side of a person's face, but some strange reason I have it on both. So about 4 years ago, I started experiencing individual symptoms in pockets. So for example, I remember this one time when I bit into something and I had intense pain in my tooth suddenly. And I just couldn't eat anymore. There was another time when I washed my face and my cheeks really started hurting. Then there was another time when I had shooting pain in my eyebrow. So these were all sort of individual instances when, you know, sometimes it would be a headache, sometimes it would be a pain in my cheeks, sometimes it would be cheekbones, sometimes it would be my teeth. Over the course of the year, because of these individual instances, I visited all sorts of doctors, from ENTs to a neurological doctor. I even went to my dentist to figure out if, you know, there was a root canal issue or a tooth issue. I even had audiometry tests to figure out if there was a hearing issue, because a person becomes very sensitive to light and sound. So anything bright, anything loud, that really irks the person. Across all of these visits to various doctors, obviously there was a lot of misdiagnosis. They gave me various suggestions of, you know, maybe it's sinus, maybe it's something else. But I knew that there's no shooting pain in sinus. I knew that from people around me who I knew were suffering from sinus. I went across doctors, etc. And then a dentist friend of mine told me that you should go to this ENT. This person gives a very good diagnosis. My parents also, my family in a way didn't understand in the beginning, because I myself didn't know what was happening. I used to go for yoga lessons and there was this one specific asana headstand that used to give me shooting pain instantly. And having given my history of sort of not wanting to exercise, the automatic conclusion at home used to be that, you know, this is just another excuse sort of a thing for not going for exercising or, you know, trying to get out of it. That's when I visited the doctor, and that's when he told me that this could be trigeminal neuralgia. Then he recommended me to a neurologist who I visited, and I was told to have an MRI. And MRIs are something that, because of my childhood, I've had so many CT scans and so many MRIs as a child, I detest them. And I am very, very scared of them. And they are my truest horror story. It was the first time I was getting an MRI with a dye done. And on an average, I know it takes about 20 minutes. I was literally just breathing in and out, you know, and doing my pranayams from yoga. And that's probably the only thing that kept me there. The strangest part was that for some reason, a 20-minute MRI actually lasted 1 hour and 20 minutes for me. So the one time when I thought that they were going to now pull me out of the machine, they did that, they injected the dye again, and they put me back in within half a second. And then there was another 15 minutes of the MRI left. When I did finally come out, I was not able to even get up from the bed and put my feet inside my slippers. Two people had to come help me up. They guided me to where my slippers were, which were right next to my MRI bed. They held me. I couldn't even pull the handle of the door. I sat there. I think that was the first time in my life when I was sitting outside and my mom was waiting there. When I had a whole 1 liter bottle of water before I could even speak or had any energy to do anything at all. I sat there for 20-25 minutes. I had a lot of all of this liquid. The funniest part was before I went for my MRI, I told my mom, I'll go and get it done. There's no issue. Like, why do you need to come? It was a weekday and she was at work. And she was like, nothing doing. I'm coming with you. Thank God she did. I had that MRI and that's when it was finally diagnosed that this is trigeminal neuralgia. That was about 3 years ago. But once, you know, we were closer to a decision, we were seeing that, you know, a few doctors, we took second, third opinions that, you know, this is something bigger. Of course, my parents go into an overdrive when it comes to research and talking to people and finding out information and, you know, sort of figuring out what the next steps should be. And they probably know more about the disease today than I do myself. So yeah, of course, once it was diagnosed, we went to the doctor, they came with me. We, you know, even for the MRI and all of the treatment that has been given ever since, they've been a huge part of that journey. I knew this is a lifelong disease. This is a disease that cannot be cured. It doesn't have a cure. And I know that as I get older, it will take more severe forms. So I've also been an epilepsy fighter. While that's not what we're talking about today, I've been on medicines for a long, long time. My parents have been going to this naturopathy center in Bangalore, which is basically like a yoga ashram. I went there myself and I checked with them what it is that can be done and what are the natural ways of sort of at least limiting the effect of trigeminal, if not completely curing it. Once I went there and I realized that there were a few things that I should stop doing, there were a few things that I should start doing. Simultaneously, I also started a homeopathy course. So I'm effectively on anything between 12 to 14 doses of medicines a day now. And my life actually runs by the clock. So if I don't start my medication at 7 a.m. in the morning, and each of those doses have to be every 1.5 hours. So it literally, I look at my watch, I look at my clock, I look at my phone all the time. With homeopathy, the issue is that 20 minutes or half an hour before and after, you can't eat or drink anything. So I literally drink a glass of water by the clock also. And that's, of course, been taxing. It's not easy to do. We try and lead as normal a life as possible. You know, we want to go out and meet people and have late nights and all sorts of plans. Because these are homeopathy medicines, I mean, I can't get them off the shelf anywhere. There could be a possibility that I've not been able to refill my dose or buy a new set of doses because I'm maybe traveling. So there's a lot of planning that goes into living my day-to-day life, especially when it comes to traveling and things like that. I need to calculate all the time if I have enough medicines, you know, if I'm taking them on time. I need to wake up early to have just my medicine sometimes. You know, there are times when I don't cover up the number of doses I'm supposed to have. Right now, I'm balancing homeopathy as well as allopathy. I'm very happy to say that my allopathy dose has gone down to half. Maybe in the next year or two, hopefully, I hope to get off allopathy completely and just stick to homeopathy.
So this was Tanya's story. Tanya's story is too profound to comprise in one episode. So her story will carry forward to the next episode where she would talk about how trigeminal neuralgia changed her life and her relationship with food. And of course, about the mental struggles that this disease brought into her life and how she deals with them on a daily basis. If you too have a health champion story or have dealt with something that you would like to talk about, then write to us. Send us your story to healthshots@hindustantimes.com. Till then, take care of yourself, especially in these agitated times. This is Chaya Dabas, signing off from She Slays. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.